Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Ben Aukrey from Trinity Lutheran Church in Atchison, Kansas.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What had started out with such promise had suddenly turned deadly. Jesus had given Peter exactly what he wanted, an answer to a frustrating night of toiling and catching nothing. And of course, what does a fisherman want more than to simply catch fish? And so he had, most likely the greatest catch of fish that Peter had ever seen. So great, in fact, that he realizes that he cannot handle this great bounty himself. He calls another boat over to help him to take in this miracle catch. And yet, even as that boat comes to help, the nets were still tearing, and now both boats were sinking. Peter's dream was becoming a nightmare, because no matter how great the bounty, no matter how great the catch, it does you little good when you are at the bottom of the sea. Peter couldn't handle this blessing by himself. He couldn't even handle it with his friends come beside him. Peter was just as breathless and wide-eyed as those fish in his boat, and his understanding was about as great as theirs as well. And so he turns to the person who had gotten him into this mess, and he begs, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." This is the cry of a caught fish, desperately wanting to go back in the water. Peter wants to go back to that time before God, before Jesus had entered his life. This is what it means to be caught up in the net of Jesus' teaching. This is what it means to hear the gospel and to believe. This is what it means to have faith. We are pulled out of dark and murky depths of sin and death, and we are brought into that blinding light and truth of God. We're swept up and blind and wriggling, unable to breathe. Do you ever feel this way as a Christian? I know I do. It seems so alien sometimes to belong to God. We want to go back to the sinful depths because we look back and we say, there is safety. There is comfort. I can be with all the other sinful fish and it'll be okay. But Jesus didn't give Peter what he asked for. And he doesn't give us what we ask for either. He doesn't throw us back. Instead, he says, "You will stay with me," because Jesus doesn't catch us for us to die. He catches us to give us life. He catches us so that we might be with him. And so Jesus' words to Peter are so important for us to hear as well. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Even though you are a sinner and God hates sin, do not be afraid. because God has come in Jesus not to destroy you, but to give you life. He has come to take your sins on himself and kill them on the cross. He dies so that you might have life with him. Peter turned to Jesus, and his crisis ended. He gave his cares to the Lord, and no longer was he worried about his sinking boat or the tearing nets. The answer to our problems is not in us. It is in Christ. Even as Jesus invites Peter and us to join him in this catching of more people, catching more people up in the net of the word, catching more people up with the gospel so that they might have life with him, we know that we can only do this because we are forgiven and restored and given life ourselves in Christ. We are forgiven, and that is what makes our ability to catch other people up possible. Jesus has caught us. He has made us his. Let us take up this wonderful mission to catch other people up into the life-giving word of Christ. And let us take up that wonderful mission with joy. Do not be afraid. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ben Aukrey from Trinity Lutheran Church in Atchison, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.